Radio 4, it's 6:30.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And we welcome back three of the regular players of the game, Derek Nomo, Clement Freud and Wendy Richard, and someone who's played the game only once before, Tony Hawkes. Would you please welcome all four of them? And, as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And we're going to begin the show this week with Derek Nomo. Derek, the subject chosen is bollards. Can you tell us something about bollards in just a minute, starting now?
Bollards are the sort of little poles that you might find on the quayside at Hull, Liverpool, Southampton, Plymouth, Portsmouth, Falmouth, or other such ports. And as your ship comes into port, you'd throw a rope over the side and someone would put a round turn and two half hitches or a bowline round the bollard and then you would be secure. A Bristol ship came down the river, blew my bollards, boy. Gus is a very good song to sing if you're coming into the great estuary of a river and looking for the occasional bollard. I must say, Quinkerine from Nineveh would be when the sort of thing, the cargo you might be carrying when you actually came into this haven. A dirty British coaster with a salt cake smokestack coming looking for a bollard and you saw it, you say, what ho, there's a bollard over the horizon. Hello, my dear fellow. This is the most beautiful bottle I've seen.
Well, what a way to start the show. Bollards to you, Derek. You took the subject and kept going for full 60 seconds without being interrupted. Mind you, I think they did interrupt you because they didn't understand what you were saying half the time. So let's move on, and we'll ask Wendy Richard to take the next subject. A good date. Will you tell us something about that subject, Wendy, in this game, starting now?
When one is appearing in the theatre, it is most important to have a good date. I have been fortunate enough to do several pantomimes, all of them were good dates.
And Derek Nomo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think that was a hesitation. I'm sorry, Wendy. So, Derek, we're going to hear from you. Get a point for a correct challenge, of course. You take over the subject. A good date, starting now.
I think a particularly good date.
And Tony Hawk's a challenge.
Can I buzz Derek for repeating port in the first round?
Tony, you can certainly buzz him for repeating port.
It's just taking me a little bit of time to catch up with the speed.
Yes, I can understand that. Well done, he did repeat port. He also repeated river, but nobody picked him up on that as well.
I was going to do that in the next round. Then. Oh, I see.
But unfortunately, you can't gain points in this round from something that which was said in the previous round. But it's very nice to hear from you, Tony.
Thank you,
and
Nicholas.
Welcome back to the show. We enjoyed what you did last time, which last year, wasn't it?
It was, Nicholas. Yes. It's not important, frankly, but it's nice that you remember that far back.
Yes. Oh, I can sometimes, yes. Derek Nomo, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you take over the subject, and there are 50 seconds left on a good date starting
now. The 25th of December is a particularly good date, because that's the day when I hang up my stocking and leave a little glass of sherry and a mince pie for Santa Claus.
Wendy Richards.
You're supposed to hang your stocking up on the 24th because it's the night of the 24th.
I always go to the watch night service. I'm rather late going to bed.
And also, when you get to Derek's age, you do forget sometimes. So... Wendy, I agree with your challenge, a very good one. You have a point for that. You have 41 seconds to take over a good date, starting now.
A good date for pantomime is bright.
Clement Freud's challenge.
We've had pantomime.
You've had pantomime before. You mentioned it last time you were talking. So, Clement, we're going to hear from you, and you have 39 seconds to tell something about a good date, starting now.
I always find that a good date comes in a box with a palm tree on it. And when you open, there are sometimes between 40 and 50 dates of impeccable quality, which ideally you stick in your mouth and spit out the stone. But the 24th of April, which is my birthday, is an equally excellent date. If anybody wants to make a note of it and send me a card, it would be immensely appreciated. Derek Nimmer always sends me some sort of communication on that.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Was there a repetition of sends in there?
Send and sent.
Yes. It was nearly a repetition, though, wasn't it?
It was very close, yes. It was only a D
rhymed.
And a T, but
can you have anything for that?
At least you challenged in the same round.
Yeah. 8 seconds are left on a good date, Clement, starting now.
If dates are less than very good, people tend to put marzipan into them, which I don't myself like much. Nevertheless.
So, Clement Foy was then speaking as the whistle went. He gained the extra point for doing so, and at the end of that round, he's catching up on Derek Nimmer, who's still in the lead. And Tony Hawkes, we'd like you to take the next round, and the subject we've chosen is Geordies. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, Geordies, of course, is an affectionate name for those lovely people from the northeast of England. And
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
They're not lovely.
The number of fans you can lose with one remark.
When are you doing your next date in Newcastle?
Yeah. Only when I've got marzipan.
We'll give him a bonus point. I think we liked it.
That's great.
It was a bit courageous too, actually. 53 seconds are still with you, Tony, and you get a point for being interrupted, of course. Geordies, starting now.
I have always wanted to be able to perfect the Geordie accent. Why, aye, man, away the lads. That'd be about as much use as carrying quarries to Newcastle, as you can see.
Clement Foy, challenge.
It's two Newcastles.
No, it was Derek Nimmer who mentioned Newcastle before, outside of the
game.
Well,
it came from that side.
It came from the outside. He didn't mention Newcastle.
I've not actually spoken in the round. How could I have said Newcastle?
Tony, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. There are 42 seconds left on Geordies, starting now.
Paul Gascoigne, or Gazza, of course, is a celebrated.
Derek Nimmer, challenge.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did say, of course, right at the beginning. You started off by, but well, of course.
I had such a lovely Gascoigne story as well.
Yes. Well, maybe you'll get back. 38 seconds for you, Derek, on Geordies, starting now.
When we used to have coal mines, a Geordie was the name of a lamp that they had disported by the miners when they went underground, named after George Stephenson, using a very bright light, and a Geordie was something which was something that you actually...
Tell
the story about Paul Gascoigne. Yes.
Tony Hawkes got in first. 24 seconds are left with you, Tony, to tell us something about Geordies, starting now.
Well, I would so much like...
Derek Nimmer, challenge.
Repetition of well.
You don't want to hear the story, do you? You were lying.
So he doesn't want to hear the story. He wants to get points. That's what he always comes for, points. 22 seconds with you, Derek, on Geordies, starting now.
They used to call a guinea a Geordie because it had...
Tony Hawkes, challenge.
Repetition of call. Call the miner's lamp in the...
That's right, they call the miner's things.
Yes.
Well, listen, Tony. 19 seconds, Geordies, starting now.
I'm not going to fall into the trap of telling this story about the...
Clement Foy, challenge.
Repetition of story.
Yes, we went to the...
No. I mentioned that in between the rounds when I was saying I had such a nice Paul Gascoigne story. Yes.
I'm very pleased the audience listened as well. Very good. So, you've still got Geordies. You've got 16 seconds. Another point, of course, starting now.
Bollards to this particular tale.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Heavy hesitation.
Derek, I agree with the challenge. 12 seconds are left on Geordies, starting now.
Tyneside probably is my least favourite part of the
game. Roy challenge, yes, Clement.
Hesitation.
I agree. 8 seconds for you, Clement, on Geordies, starting now.
I'd like to tell a rather nice story about Gascoigne, who is known as Gazza, a footballer, who plays for Lazio and was asked by the coach whether...
And we will never know, was it worth finishing or not?
I think it probably is, yes. When Gazza played his first game for Lazio, the coach said to him, "Do your best and we'll pull you off at half-time." And Gazza said, "Oh, that'll be a change. At Tottenham, they gave us oranges."
Well, that's a Geordie for you, isn't it, man? Derek, you were still in the lead at the end of that round, and Clement is still in second place, then Tony Hawks, and then Wendy Richard in that order. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is A Filthy Night. I don't know why they give you these subjects, really, but anyway, would you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I suppose a really filthy night will be the 30th of April, in Germany in particular, because that is Walpurgis Night. She was an English...
Wendy Richard Chance.
He's hesitating and he's dragging it out again. No, you're not, Derek. You do this. You either place drop or you speak very slowly to use up your seconds.
Yes, but actually, Wendy, he didn't actually pause, which is hesitation. And there are 50 seconds for you, Derek, on A Filthy Night, starting now.
Another filthy night was the 3rd of June, 1938.
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
There's no such word as thirst.
So your challenge is deviation of grammar?
Yes.
Right, well done, Tony. You have 47 seconds to tell us something about A Filthy Night, starting now.
I had a filthy night several weeks ago when I was out on a dinner date and I fell over in a puddle. And it was most distressing to me. I had a beautiful girl on my arm and she came with me. There was mud all over her and I was distraught. I started to cry. She couldn't believe what she was seeing. She thought I was such a chivalrous fellow up to then. And I'm going at enormous speed and I'm not going to be able to keep this up for much longer. But I'm still going. And I think the other panellists are going to let me suffer on this one.
Gary Nimmo's put you out of your misery,
well,
but what's your challenge, Gary?
He sort of started to have a personal problem. And his inability to keep up with the game. And he's rather left this lady lying in the puddle on top of it.
He was deviating from the subject of A Filthy Night. I agree, Derek, a point to you, 19 seconds are left. A Filthy Night, starting now.
Sir Yardley Hastings was a particularly filthy knight who lived in Northamptonshire. And he was known for taking damsels back to his house, which was adjacent to Castle Ashby, where he had his way with them. And a filthy knight...
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
Did he repeat castle?
No,
he didn't. No,
it was just a question I was interested in asking.
You talked about the house. But you've got, Derek, another point and 4 seconds on the subject of A Filthy Night starting
the
now.
The Night of the Long Knives, when Himmler and Hitler ordered all the brown shirts to be massacred. 400 of them.
So Derek Nimmo was then speaking as the whistle went, so he gained another point for doing so. And Tony, your turn to begin. Dives. That is the subject on the card. Can you tell us something about it? No.
Degree of difficulty 5.2, said the commentator, as the swimmer stood erect, ready to dive into the water.
Wendy, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Definitely, yes. He suddenly realised what he said and hesitated. And you can't say that on Radio 4 or even on the World Service. And but anyway, they probably won't understand. So, 50 seconds for you, Wendy, on dives, starting now.
I was never any good at doing dives when I was at school, when we had swimming lessons.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
As well as thirst, there's no such word as swimming.
No, I nearly said slimming by mistake. I didn't mean to.
Tony, dives is back with you with another point and 44 seconds starting now.
It was most enjoyable at the Barcelona Olympics because you could see the Sagrada Familia in the background from the high board. I thought, how splendid that at last they're having the dives taking place outdoors. So often you are confined in those horrible swimming pools where you can smell the chlorine and you start to become ill with it. But now they've changed things and I'm all for that. Now, another thing I'm very keen to tell you about dives is the fact that we are in one at the...
It's tough, isn't it?
It's not easy, this game, is it? Yeah.
You get the thing after about 25 years.
We won one.
So, Derek, your challenge
was
right.
Which is much the same as 30.
Yeah. And the 16 seconds with Derek now to tell us something about dives starting now.
Some of the most interesting dives that I've seen have been in the Gulf of Arabia, where they dive for pearls. They generally bring, these days, young fellows from the local...
Tim and Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
You're actually incorrigible, Jerry. You knew there was about 4 seconds to go, so you pressed your buzz and then thought of a challenge. You threw in hesitation because you couldn't think of anything else, and it's wrong. So Derek has 5 seconds to tell us more about dives, starting now.
In former times, they used to bring them from Zanzibar, put pins on their nose and throw them over the edge for four...
Well, Derek's increased his lead at the end of that round, and the other three are very close following, and a little bit way behind. Clement. I try to keep it going, you see, and I slip up and I make an absolute mess of it all. The subject, corn. There are 50 seconds. No, they're not. There's 60. I don't know where I am. Yes, Tony.
I'm challenging on incompetence.
And I'm glad you recognised it, because it was a very good demonstration I was trying to give, but you were the first to spot it.
Thank you.
So, Clement Freud, the subject is corn, starting now.
Corn is something produced by farmers who, by and large, are the most splendid people in the entire country. Many of my best friends till the soil in order to produce corn. They go on holiday because they rotate crops, barley, wheat.
Wendy.
Well, he's listing again, isn't he? I mean, I know he hesitated, but you always do this, Clement.
You can only remember barley and wheat. There wasn't much of a list.
Started, Derek, then he hesitated, so I buzzed him.
Well, that's all right. You got in with the correct one, so why carp about the fact that he mentioned two things which
you thought could be a list? I'm not talking to you, Nicholas. I'm talking to Derek.
Right, so there are 40 seconds. Corn, starting now.
I'm not mad about corn. When you get that corn on the cob and it's all dripping with butter, it tends to run all down your chin, and if you're not suitably tied up with a napkin, you get it all over your clothes, and it's very difficult.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of over.
Yes.
All over your chin and all over your clothes.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, the 25 seconds for you, Tony, on corn, starting now.
Corn is grown in fields, and that's pretty much the extent of my knowledge about corn. However, you can have corn flakes, which are very nice indeed to have in the morning. I noticed that there's a new campaign where they're trying to pretend that old people...
Wendy.
He hesitated.
Yes, he did, Dendy, and you've got the subject back. Corn, 10 seconds are left, starting now.
I like corn flakes. I have... corn that is covered in some sort of gooey stuff. I think it might be honey and chopped nuts.
Tony Hawk's challenge just before the whistle.
The whistle's put me off now. I can't. I think my challenge was going to be you ought to know what you've got on your cornflakes. How can you not
know? I never
know?
Read the small print.
Oh, I see. I
so what is your challenge? Are you saying it's a deviation or
I'd like to...
No, he was just being picky.
Yes.
You must remember, Tony, nobody likes a smart ass.
But Wendy, sometimes you can gain points by being a smart ass in just a minute. But it was an incorrect challenge. So you have another point, which is marvellous, and you only have half a second to keep going, or 1 second, on corn, starting now.
Corn!
And you've been challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. So, Clement, you have a quarter of a second on corn, starting now.
Craig.
So, Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. Derek, we're back with you to begin. The subject, diets. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Diets of worms. That always seemed to be an extraordinary thing to eat, but of course it wasn't actually. It was an assembly, a gathering, a parliament. In fact, in Japan, they still call it a diet, their lower house. Of course, you can eat food in limited quantities. Now, I had a heart bypass. You may be interested in that.
Clement Freud, challenge.
That was just disintegration. You name it, he did it. He hesitated, deviated.
I didn't hear him hesitate.
I heard it. I'll back you up, Clement.
He did manage to keep going very quietly. I think for the others, the deaf ones over there, you should speak a little louder.
Oh, right. OK, fine. OK, off we go, then.
So I'm on your side of this one today, being utterly fair, and you have another point in 41 seconds on diets starting
and
now.
After this very serious operation, I was put on a low-cholesterol diet, so I can't eat butter or fat, which is rather a hardship for me because I do like a juicy pork chop. And this is now denied on to me
I'm challenging for unnecessary volume.
Deviation from the normal way he speaks.
Yes, yes.
Well
he was
done,
speaking
Tony.
So loud it was becoming...
So you have 28 seconds to tell us something about diets, starting now.
I'm very fond of the joke which goes, it's good to have the G-plan diet where you have to eat furniture. There have been many other jokes about diet.
Derek Nemo challenged.
Deviation, I'm not. Very fond of the joke, that's all.
I know, you didn't get very much of a reaction. Tony, I disagree
got
with
you. Got me another point, though, didn't it?
It got you another point, right. Yes, that's the important thing. 19 seconds are left on diets, Tony, starting now.
I'm one of those very lucky people who doesn't really need to diet. I think everyone here will agree I am a slim, lithe figure.
Wendy Richard,
he hesitated and he's talking rubbish.
You don't think he's slim and lithe?
I think you should show the audience. Let
the audience judge. If you think he's slim and lithe, would you cheer for Tony? And if you don't, you now boo for Wendy, which is where you want... Oh, Wendy, they wouldn't boo me, dear.
But he hesitated
anyway.
No,
he didn't hesitate.
Comic timing.
He didn't hesitate. There are 9 seconds left with you, Tony, on diet, starting now.
It is very difficult to diet.
Herbert Freud challenged.
He said difficult before.
It was difficult. You did say you were difficult before. How difficult it was something. I don't know what it was, but it was difficult.
Obviously difficult in remembering what he said.
7 seconds with you, Clement, on diet starting now.
As no one in their right senses would call me slim or lithe, I do quite a bit in the way of diets.
Well, the situation then that round is much the same, the three of them trailing Derek Nimmo, who's still in the lead, and Wendy, it is your turn to begin. The subject, place. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Not being a great fan of meat eating.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
I know, but she hadn't really got going, had she?
I don't care a damn.
Let Derek have it. I've just struck him off my Christmas card.
All right, if you want to. 57 seconds, Derek, on place, starting now.
My favourite place in the whole wide world, I think, is Hong Kong. And the very interesting thing about it is that recently there has arrived there Harry Ramsbottom from Leeds, who set up
Wendy Richard
Channel. It's Harry Ramsden, isn't it?
That's right.
He said Ramsbottom.
Yes. You don't know who I'm going to talk about. Let me continue.
I think you're entitled to, actually, Derek.
He's not being correct.
Well, we'll find out, and if he isn't, I'll bring it back to you, Wendy. 48 seconds on place with you, Derek, starting now.
Who, as a well-known Scientologist, assistant to Crass Cat. When he recently went, the noble governor, to Beijing, he took with him the aforementioned gentleman because he speaks totally fluent Mandarin and was a tremendous assistant and to Sir Alan Dong, former ambassador.
Tony, challenge.
I think he's slurring at the moment. He's not finishing
said,
any
actually,
of his
yes.
words, is he? As a Mr. Mandarin.
Yeah, trying to get a bit of a speed up.
We interpret that as hesitation, Tony. Yeah. 32 seconds on place, starting now.
Fancy coming back to my place is one of my favourite remarks I like to make. People, and I can do this because I am so slim and lithe.
Wendy Richard Chan.
He's hesitating.
He did hesitate then, Wendy, yes.
That's the way I talk. I'm just boring.
Wendy, you have 22 seconds on place starting now.
I like grilled place because place is good for you. It's much better for one's diet than eating any meat.
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
12 seconds on place with you, Clement, starting now.
When I ask people to come back to my place, I tend to give it to them with tartar sauce. Made with...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
He's talking about filthy night now, isn't he?
Tony, he may be, but he wasn't deviating from the subject, so give Tony an extra point. We like the challenge. Clement keeps around
like
a point for an incorrect challenge. And 5 seconds to go on place, starting now.
My place is in East Suffolk on the coast between Aldeburgh and Lowestoft.
Well, looking at the clock, I'm sure we're entering the last round. And as we do so, Derek Nimmo is in quite a strong lead, but he's now only 3 points ahead of Tony Hawks. And he's 4 points ahead of Clement Freud. And he's 8 points ahead of Wendy Richard. I don't think Wendy will have much chance, but anybody could still win the game.
Isn't it nice to know that the leader of one ship has such confidence?
Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject is custard. Can you throw a bit of that about in just a minute, starting now?
Custard is ideal to have on puddings. Some people use custard for other things. Clement Freud, probably, on one of his filthy nights. But we don't need to go into that. For my own part, I enjoy it very much with apple crumble. I used to hate lumpy custard when I was at school. Oh, that used to make me very upset indeed. But now I am a calmer person, and if I am given custard which does not please me, I let it roll off my back like duck water. Is that the furthest I've got so far?
How can you let custard roll off its back?
Come back to my place and I might say.
Derek, you have a correct challenge. 33 seconds on custard, starting now.
Custard is made with egg, milk and sugar and is a rather, the ring.
Clement Freud challenged.
It isn't, and hesitation.
Which one do you want?
Hesitation.
Good. 27 seconds, Clement, for you to tell us something about custard, starting now.
Custard comes in a tin called Birds. On the outside of which...
Wendy challenged.
He hesitated.
No, he didn't hesitate, but custard doesn't. Custard powder comes in a tin called Birds. Is that your challenge?
Are you challenging?
Yes.
No, I'm trying to put words into her mouth, which is a bit slower than she usually is. So he didn't hesitate, which was your first challenge. 23 seconds for you, Clement, on custard, starting now.
One of the very nicest things you can do with custard, which is a fairly boring food, I always think, is to strew brown sugar over it and hold it very close.
Tony challenged.
Well, I thought he hesitated a bit earlier, but then I'm not sure whether he did in the end, so I'd...
So why did you challenge him then?
But I just thought I'd like to hear my own voice again.
The audience don't have the same opinion from their reaction. Clement, you have another point for an incorrect challenge and 13 seconds on custard, starting now.
The French call it crème brûlée, which is their sort of custard, and as we don't like the people who come from France because their farmers are such filthy, unprincipled...
Tony, challenge.
Deviation. He's just trying to ingratiate himself with the farmers in the audience. Well, he's talking about custard here. You don't make custard on farms.
Oh, yes, he did. Come on, Tony. Let's hear from you on custard, starting now.
Slim and lithe and bollard.
I said a little while ago this was probably going to be the last round, and it has turned out to be so. And just to give you the final score, Clement Freud and Tony Hawks were equal in second place. They were only 2 points behind the one who had most points, so we call him the winner, Derek Nimmo. That you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and will want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the air and we play this delightful game. May I say on behalf of our four talented panellists, also Jane Stevens, who's been keeping the score and blowing the whistle, and also our producer, Sarah Smith, and the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye.
And you can join Nicholas and the panel again at the same time next week.